Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Kia ora, it's that time of day, that time of week, time for Critter of the Week with Nicola Tookie. Hello, Nicola.
Ahia, Marie, how are you?
Where were you last week?
I was on school camp with 50 kids.
And you thought Friday afternoons with me was punishing.
Yeah, I have to say, like, I had an absolute ball. So these are kids from my obviously my son's school. I didn't just turn up to any old school camp. That'd be weird.
Who's that lady?
Yeah, who's that lady? So we're from the kids from Hiranui College. We went to Wainui camp out on Banks Peninsula. And the weather, that big weather bomb that came through, just managed to hold off.
Great.
Until the very last day. So that's the last day for our group was Flying Fox, which was done as almost as if you were doing Flying Fox under a waterfall because there's a lot of rain going on. But man, I know school camps are hard, and particularly for teachers who have to organise them. But man, they're fun. Like, boy, those kids had a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great.
Like, at one point, I saw my 10-year-old, you know, climbing up the second hanging wall and then running along a power pole about 50 feet off the ground, you know, when they're doing rock climbing and stuff. And it was just like that kind of experience for kids. They made their own raft and put it in the sea, and inevitably my kid jumped off or fell off, of course. It was just great. I would say my only challenge was some of the nighttime games. They had these wild games which involved it was basically like a cross between Spotlight and Cops and Robbers.
Amazing.
And lots of jumping out of bushes and chasing kids around has resulted in some rather lasting bruises for me.
And he didn't mind too much having his uncool mum around for the camp?
Nah, I mean, I waged a very aggressive campaign to try and get on this school camp. and we had lovely parents and teachers. Nah, I think, you know, he's 10 coming 11. So we're still, occasionally he tells me I'm uncool.
Yeah.
We're not quite at, I don't want to anything to do with you. Oh, and don't
good.
Embarrass
no, make the most of it. Make the most of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was fun, and I'm glad, though, that you got to talk to the lovely Alan, who I know does a sterling job.
She does, yeah.
And the other thing that happened this week was that's the reason that I mentioned school camp, actually, was that while I was at school camp, Lily Duval, who's part of the Critter Whānau, launched her book, Six-Legged Ghosts, and I was unable to attend the launch, but I did receive a copy of it in the mail, and it's absolutely beautiful, about the insects of Aotearoa. So I wanted to give a shout out to Lily, who, you know, is just, apart from illustrating critters of Aotearoa, is an incredible writer and nature lover, and has just done a beautiful job.
Well, if she had her own book coming out, then what was she doing helping you with your book?
I don't know. It's that classic ask a busy person thing, I think.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I think we may have plans to talk to her anyway, but that's good to know for people who want the complete set of brilliant New Zealand nature books. That's one to add.
I think so. I'm going to need to add another room, I think, to put all the complete set of New Zealand nature books in. There's some beautiful, beautiful ones out there.
Well, tell us what you're talking about this week, Nicola.
I'm very excited about this one because this has been one of my favourites since I was probably Hunter's age. So this week we're talking about the ram's horn squid, spirula, oh, that's hard to say, why is that so hard to say?
Yeah, spirula, or spirula. It's spelled like spirulina, but probably not quite as nutritious. Remember when we were all suddenly eating spirulina?
Spirulina shots, spirulina in your smoothies. Yeah, well, spirulina is not made out of spirula, which is the ram's horn squid. And these ones are so cool. And I am, like I say, have been a big fan for decades. So when you go to the beach and you find those tiny little white shells that look very much like a ram's horn, they belong to this squid. It's also called the little post horn squid. I've got quite dirty reading glasses on at the moment. In fact, my team constantly kind of throw shade on me for the state of my glasses.
The chief executive with her grimy glasses.
They are really grimy. Yeah, someone told me that they were disgusted by them the other day in a meeting. But because I've got grimy glasses on, I was going to talk about the fact they were known as the tail light squid. They're not. They're called the tall light squid. And that's because it actually has a little light-producing organ inside it as well. And I've said a lot about how they're a squid, but they're actually not. So technically they're not a squid, but just for brevity's sake, we'll describe them as such. They are, in fact, a squid-like cephalopod mollusk,
you for clarifying.
And if you want to know what that means, it means that they are quite closely related to the cuttlefish and true squids, but they have no surviving close relatives. These things have been around for millions and millions and millions of years, and in fact was first described by Carl Linnaeus himself, who kind of is the father, if you like, of modern taxonomy, who came up with the binomial scientific nomenclature that I struggled with earlier, the Spirula Spirula. And he originally called it Nautilus Spirula, but it's not a nautilus either, so it's got its own little genus and it's the only one in it. It's the only surviving member of an order of cephalopods. So cephalopods are our cuttlefish, our octopus, and squids, and Spirula does, which is this one. And you will be, even though it mostly lives hundreds and hundreds of metres under the water. So during the day, they live between 500 and 1,000 metres under the ocean. At night, they come up to the shallows of about 100 or 300 metres. Even though you and I are never going to swim next to one, we know that they're there because of the wee shells that you find on the beach. Have you ever found...
Yeah, they're lovely. I wouldn't have been able to tell you what they were, so thank you.
Yeah, well, the reason that I have loved them for so long is that the shell of them is really interesting because it's a buoyancy device. So this shell isn't on the outside of the creature. It's actually in the inside. It sits in its head. And its shell has, like, little compartments and tiny little tubes connecting them. And, I mean, tiny is right because these things are only – the shells are only a couple of centimetres across max, right? And so they can have up to 40 chambers, and they're just pushing kind of air in those chambers and through those chambers, and it allows them to float up to the surface, and then they like a hot air balloon but underwater, or let the air out if they want to start to sink back down to the deep again. And it's quite incredible. If you're interested in this, and you know you go and have a look on the Wikipedia page about it, because there's some neat drawings of where that buoyancy device that is the shell sits within there.
Can I say too that when I was researching these little squid horns, I've come across a beautiful publication called Beachcombing Magazine, which is just a magazine for people who love walking along the beach and studying the little things they find. How perfect is that?
That is awesome. I mean, our house is just filled with jars on the windowsill, just full of little treasures that we've found. So it is a really beautiful object. And actually, because you and I are so into iNaturalist, there's a really neat iNaturalist page about all the, like, really arty page about all the little ram's horn shell displays people have made. They are predators. So They are, even though they're only sort of 3 to 4 centimetres long in their little squid-like body, they are squid-like. They have 8 arms, and then they have 2 longer tentacles that come out, and they have quite sort of blue eyes, big kind of blue eyes, and they are hunters. So they roar around at night you know, way down in the deep, munching on little fish and tiny little crustaceans, and they grab them with their tentacles and just hoover them towards their beak. And they are also hunted. So they are eaten by swordfish, by whales, and very occasionally by seabirds, because researchers have found ram's horn squid inside albatross guts. And albatross can really only get down about 10 metres. So they must come up higher than 100 metres from time to time. But
so
yeah,
you just use the term albatross guts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it? That's fine.
No, it's fine. It's not offensive. I just can't imagine it's ever been used before on RNZ National.
Well, it may have been, because it's been in the news lately, actually. Poor old albatross chicks out on Tairoa Head, you know, where since 1937 we've had rangers and people out there trying to protect that tiny little colony while it's been growing, are now dying. And when they open them up, that's because they're starving, because their stomachs are filled with plastic, because their parents are going out to sea, scooping up what they think are fish, and is more often than not now plastic, and then coming back and regurgitating that to their chicks, and the chicks' stomachs fill up with that, and then they starve. So I know that's not kind of like amazing motivational inspirational news, match news.
No, it's a bit of a downer, to be honest with you.
But, you know, while you are poised above the rubbish bin, or you're at the beach and you really can't be bothered taking that plastic thing all the way back to your car, think again, because there's some chicks out in Dunedin that would probably really thank you for keeping it out of the ocean. The other cool thing, which I started talking about and then got distracted by myself about these things, the ram's horn squid, is they have a light, which is very cool. And I was thinking about this while I was roaring around playing nighttime games with the kids on camp the other day, and my headlight started to run out, and that was not beneficial for me as the parent trying to chase kids in the dark. I wish I was a ram's horn squid, because they have a little light inside their head, which actually points down, which we think is partly about creating counter illumination. So things looking up will be looking towards the light, and therefore will kind of make that like a stealth jet makes them invisible. And it's kind of right at the tip of their mantle. It looks like a button, right? It looks like a glowing button that you might have on your computer or something.
Is it like, accidentally, you know, I've told you Scout's obsessed with anglerfish. Is it maybe to attract things that it wants to eat?
Maybe. And the part of the challenge, of course, with this little ram's horn squid is that because of where they live, down to a kilometre under the water, we don't actually have much chance to look at them and chase their habits. But we know that they have been seen alive for the first time in 2020 up at the top of the Great Barrier Reef. But yeah, we need some more work done on what on earth they're doing down there. But I imagine if you have got a photo four, which is a light emitting organ, and you do live in the deep, then probably you are going to use that to find stuff to eat around you, surely.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to rate the attractiveness of this ram's horn squid. and I'd also like you to give your best sort of, I guess, like easy description of what it looks like for people who haven't been to the website to take a look at it.
Right. So, I mean, it looks like a squid, so you can imagine that the shape of it and its wee legs. It's kind of a squished down version. To be fair,
Nicola, a lot of our experience with squid is calamari rings, so I don't know if everyone knows what the squid looks like in the wild.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, think about an octopus that's crossed with an arrow, and in this case is kind of a little bit squidgy and has some interesting fins on it that essentially make this, and it's got a glow-in-the-dark button on the top of its head. So, you know, it looks like what you might imagine an alien burrito might look like. Or another way of thinking about it is just a really large, fat thumb.
Well, hey, I don't need to go to the website to check that out. I've got one right in front of me. It does look like a large fat thumb.
It looks like a large fat thumb with an eyeball on it and some legs poking out of it. And so if you think about that, then you've nailed the ram's horn squid.
Looks like to me a large fat thumb with an eyeball and a Tintin haircut.
Yeah, that's right. It's exactly what it's like. Tintin and a large fat thumb had a baby and it was the ram's horn squid.
Okay, what's the number? What's the number?
The number is 4 because it's my favourite number and I love the ram's horn squid.
Yeah. Oh, when you were away last week, Ellen was giving things ones and I think...
Was she?
One, I think it was like 1.5 or something. I was like, yeah, this is how it should be. Great inflation from Nicola. Thing of the past. Thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Same to you, Jesse. Thank you.
And listeners, you can check out the ram's horn squid on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jesse. Oh, look, it's that time of day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.